Today is International Human Rights Day. Blankets will do more than provide warmth this Christmas, and there's a tool that's needed as much today as it was 35 years ago. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rights don't mean reality in India. When International Human Rights Day was established in 1950, India was among the founding parties. But today, it's one of the world's biggest sources of social evil, human trafficking, child labor, and Christian persecution, to name a few. India Partners' John Sparks says believers should be concerned.
The kingdom of God is about justice. And if people don't have their human rights, it says there's something wrong with us.
India Partners works with local believers to meet physical needs on various levels and restore dignity to those who've been abused. The gospel is woven throughout each project.
It's a real long-term commitment that we make to these families.
Now, as you stand with India Partners in prayer for this issue and for the people they help, be ready to respond. We'll connect you with specific action points at missionnetworknews.org.
When we pray for such things, God's going to say, okay, you're the man who's going to fill in that need.
Next, the ISIS juggernaut is showing some signs of weakness. First, there are reports that fighters are on the defensive now, struggling to hold on to their caliphate territory. Then, they're struggling to stamp out Christians. Christian Aid Mission is your link to indigenous missions. Steve Van Valkenburg explains.
When they hear that there is a God who cares, a God who loves, and a God who forgives, that's something foreign to them, and they're very intrigued with that.
In fact, their displacement reveals an unexpected freedom.
No longer the imam watching over their shoulder, watching who's doing what. Those kind of strictures are no longer there. It allows them to investigate Jesus Christ and not be in the same situation they would have been before.
What this means is lots of people are coming to Christ.
In the past, they've not had any hope, but now they do have hope.
Christian Aid Mission supports indigenous workers who are providing food, clothing, shelter, and emotional support. As they build trust, they start sharing that hope. There are ways you can come alongside and encourage. Our website has all the details. This is Mission Network News. Syria's ongoing crisis ranks it third on Open Doors World Watch List, which ranks countries where Christian persecution is worst. Since 2011, 40% of the Christians have fled Syria and 6 million people have been displaced. Through local church partners, Open Doors is providing food, shelter, and counseling for around 9,000 families each month. Here's the good news and also a prayer request. Workers say the gospel is bringing comfort to refugees, and many are turning to Christ. Meanwhile, what kind of gifts do your kids get excited about? Kids in northern India get excited about blankets. Well, some families don't even own one. Missionaries working with the Mission Society need your help to provide for kids this winter at Christmas. With your help, they'll provide blankets and share the story of Jesus with families in remote villages at the same time. Imagine how the love of God could spread to a whole village simply by giving a small gift. Go to our website if you can help. And since 1979, the Jesus film has reached billions of people with the gospel. While millions have come to Christ because of the ministry, the work isn't done yet. The Jesus Film Project's Bill Wolf says today the Jesus film has been produced in more than 1,200 languages. But there are still 865 languages left. Wolf says it's essential for ministries working among unreached people groups.
Those that want to reach these most unreached groups, they can hear the gospel and see the gospel. Many of the groups are illiterate. They can't read. And so even if they had the Bible translated in that heart language, they couldn't read it.
There's another reason why the Jesus film is a great evangelistic tool. Wolf says
it would be the only film ever in their language. And it would be such a curiosity that everyone would want to come see it.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.